opening at Springfield Little Theater at the Landers at 311 East Walnut tonight and running all the way through June the 5th. They're doing the stage musical version of the cult classic Roger Corman film Little Shop of Horrors. The stage show, of course, has book and lyrics by Howard Ashman, music by Alan Menken, and it really has taken on a huge life of its own. Cheryl Miller is the director, and Seth Hunt plays Seymour Krelborn, who discovers the new breed of houseplant and ends up wishing he hadn't.
Yes, quite.
But the original movie was a cult favorite. It never really had a huge mainstream audience following, I don't think. It's most famous, I would say, for the
for Jack Nicholson's
basically
appearance.
The introduction of Jack Nicholson. Yeah, yeah.
That's about what it's known for.
As the masochist in the dentist chair.
And yes.
Great scene. Very
yes,
funny
very
scene.
Funny.
But Cheryl, this version came about, gosh, it's been over 30 years now.
Yes, actually, I got to see Little Shop of Horrors down in the Village when it was first produced in the tiny, tiny theater. And we thought that we were really seeing something wild. And did.
Well, you were, yeah.
We were. Mm-hmm. And whenever the audience walked in into the spooky cult show, how fun was that? So, yes, it has been presented off-Broadway in New York, and then it moved straight into, regional theaters or community theaters. It never did really make its way to the main stage on Broadway.
Which is interesting. I'm surprised to hear that. I thought there was a Broadway run.
Well, you know, I think what it, if it was, it was short-lived, and I can't, mm-hmm. I don't want to swear to that, but it does need an intimate spacing. It is difficult to present.
In a huge theater.
In a huge theater with the production quality of what normally we have seen.
There was an attempt at a revival at $8 million for the revival, for Little Shop. That sounds a bit excessive.
Yeah, it does. It's kind of a contradiction in terms, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. Not so little.
So, again, Seth is playing Seymour, and Seymour is whom?
Seymour is a shop boy, and he's close to nothing as you could possibly get. He was sort of left on the street to his own devices and was taken in by Mushnick, who owns a flower shop. And so he sweeps up and keeps shop, and it takes the abuse, you know, day to day.
Of which there is plenty.
Yeah.
Lower than minimum wage.
Much lower. Surviving. Meatloaf and water. And he meets Audrey, who also works at the shop, and Audrey is quite cute to Seymour, and they spark a little something.
And Audrey, who, of course, is dating the masochist dentist that is played by Gabe Cassidy quite beautifully, and she can't decide whether she wants to go be handcuffed and beat up or whether she wants to stay with the super sweet Seymour. So we have quite a love relationship going that ends up in her demise through the show.
Well, yeah, and there's a reason for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There's, it's funny you should bring up the Roger Corman because the sci-fi aspect of the musical is the biggest aspect of it. There are lots of great jabs at musical theater itself. There's lots of great jabs at Howard Ashman even says the Faustian legend. But all in all, it's a bad sci-fi movie, which makes it fun to play, too, because it's just all for it, you know?
Audrey II is the plant.
Yes.
Audrey II, yes.
Yes, Seymour has named it Audrey II after, you know, the only other thing he's ever loved. So this is the only other thing he's taken care of. So it must be Audrey, right? Of course
it is. Right, of course. Well, Audrey II becomes a foul-mouthed R&B singing monster.
And we have a foul-mouthed R&B monster as the voice of Audrey. So we have four Audreys, actually.
Oh,
and
okay.
So there are four plants that grow as Seymour brings out the first one.
Right, because you wouldn't be you'd have to have them all already in a state of certain amount of growth. It'd be really, really difficult to have one growing on stage.
Yeah.
That's special effects above and beyond. But the interesting thing about that is that the plant props have been made locally? Usually you rent them from the publisher of the play.
Yes, and they are quite frequently rented. And Beth Doman, who is the artistic director of Springfield Theater, decided to have them locally built. And so they are then the property of Landers Theater and can be rented out to other places.
By the Landers,
by
right.
By the Landers, yeah. Right? And the plant, as it goes, does have, of course, a personality of its own.
Oh,
Seth actually is plant number two. Hmm. He is the moderator of that one and the puppeteer. And then we have puppeteers in plant one, plant three, and plant four. Hmm. And it actually takes us four puppeteers by the time we get to the Audrey Four
it's
pod.
Huge.
It is huge. It is 8 foot in height and 4 feet in width. And Chuck Rogers' set around it is absolutely brilliant.
Wonderful.
But the plant does, I have to say and apologize, takes the final curtain call because it is the star of
the show. Of course, yes. And the plant thinks it's the star too, anyway.
Absolutely.
And the plant is manned, the last one, the biggest one, by Travis Taylor, who is a staff sergeant in the Army. Mm. And we need that kind of physical discipline.
That kind of brawn.
For him to move the S because he is inside it working all second act. And so, yes.
The plant is out for blood. Actually, the plant lives on blood.
It thrives on blood. Seymour, through an accident, finds out that the plant eats blood. And
yes.
As it eats blood, it only gets bigger. So what does Seymour do?
He keeps feeding it blood.
He keeps feeding it blood,
of course. Well, what
can go wrong?
And it's a plant. What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to feed it.
To feed the plant. Keep it alive.
But the plant eventually... It's discovered that the plant is not of this world.
No, and he wants to take the plant. Finally, says, "I am taking over the world." And when
world domination.
Yep. And when Mr. Chalmer comes in to offer the final contract to Seymour, that they are going to take clippings of the Audrey II and then disperse it into homes, I think across America is the line. Seymour decides that he has indeed created a monster.
Mm-hmm.
And he and the plant have a face-to-face confrontation, and we know who wins.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the show, all I have to say is, we are in planting season. Be very careful, Lowe's and Home Depot.
Right. Well, who is playing the human Audrey?
The human Audrey is played lovely by Logan Sauchel, and she is an MSU musical theater student. And when she walked into the theater, she is indeed Audrey. And she has a gorgeous voice. She and Seth together have mixed their voices as a lovely couple. And then we have Daniel Bush as Daniel Bush plays Mr. Mushnick, and when he and Seymour decides to tango together to make a deal, is quite lovely. And then we have Gabriel Cassidy as our malicious dentist.
Isn't
who
he, though?
He is, yes, who does a beautiful take. And so we have a very strong cast. Billy Gowers is our plant voice, and he actually works from the third balcony to look down to watch the plant puppeteers, of course.
Okay.
And so, yes.
So it's surrounding you.
Yes, it is surrounding you. You cannot get away from it.
Well, another interesting point, you've got three MSU students in the cast, and it's a bigger cast than normal.
It is. We have Dion Shotwell, who is an MSU musical theater student, and we decided in this cast that we have broken up the urchins, which is our trio that are the Greek chorus or the storytellers of the show, and Dion is one of our Greek chorus, along with Nikki Calloway and Derek Devon King. And then we also have Michael Grover, who plays in the MSU band, actually, trumpet player. We can't help get away from the trumpet players. But anyway, he plays a trumpet, and he is one of our ensemble, and he also is part of the puppeteer force on the Audrey Four pod. And then we decided that we need a larger vocal presence, so we have created the street people of Skid Row. And they meander and find their ways in from the street of Walnut Street. So they come in to participate with the audience with the show.
Well, it's interesting that's just purely a local touch.
It is a local touch. It is not part of the show. It is a local touch that we have created. However, at the end for curtain call, you will see only two, three of the street people that are yet surviving, because they are incorporated in the understudies as the plant puppeteers, mm-hmm. as character members. So they're worked into the show, but then at the very beginning, they are our street people.
And just to remind our listeners, this is all community-based. Everything you're seeing is the people from Springfield, by Springfield, for Springfield.
And that's the way Little Theater has always been set up, and that's
yes.
a hallmark of what they do.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a five-piece combo that you will not see that is backstage, led by the infamous Susan Gravatt, mm-hmm. as always. And so we have a five-piece rearing combo back there, hitting the tunes that we need.
Now, Little Shop of Horrors, because there is a holiday weekend in the middle of the run, there is a change in as far as the schedule. The first weekend, which opens tonight, is, as usual, Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and then Sunday at 2:30. But there's no Sunday performance next week over the Memorial Day weekend. And, in fact, you're adding performances during the week, a bunch of performances.
Yeah. We are. In order to allow the community to do their Memorial Day weekend and still come see the show, we are adding this upcoming Tuesday and Wednesday nights.
The 24th and 25th.
Right. And then we continue Thursday, Friday evening performances.
And there's no Saturday show next week either.
There is not a Saturday evening performance, nor is there a Sunday matinee performance.
Right.
And then we come back in the following Wednesday and play our normal run of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening, and close on a Sunday matinee, June the 5th.
So they're, in a way, you're adding a couple of performances, maybe, or are you?
Well, we actually are not. We are not doing Saturday matinees, either mm-hmm. this Saturday nor the closing Saturday.
Right. Which you often do with musicals.
Right. With musicals, we usually do two shows on Saturday. Mm-hmm. But we are only doing evening performances of this show. And so by adding the Tuesday, Wednesday of this upcoming week and the Wednesday of the following week, we actually are making the same number of performances.
Okay. It's mm-hmm. just
repositioned.
Repositioned, and it makes a much longer run next week for the actors.
Well, we were talking about that to the actors. Yes, Seth, would you like to address that?
Yeah, it's very interesting, actually, because in the community theater, you usually have three weekends, maybe four if it's a really big show.
Right.
But this one, we got to go straight through. So, you know, lots of sleep, lots of food, lots of drinking water, lots of sleeping again.
Because they've been in tech rehearsals since last Sunday.
Yeah, right. So we're going straight into it.
So they will be performing from Sunday to Sunday and then have Monday off and then pick up and go another week.
Well, all right. The musical version of Little Shop of Horrors opens tonight and runs through Sunday, June the 5th, on a modified schedule, working around Memorial Day weekend at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. I would say that maybe the best way to figure out the curtain schedule is to go to springfieldlittletheater.org, go to the page for Little Shop of Horrors, because there's a complete calendar of performance times and dates there. And you can, of course, purchase tickets at the website, but you can also call the Landers box office at 869-1334. And this is opening night, so
yes.
I want to send you guys on your way to I know Seth is going to want to put his feet up for a little while.
Yeah, I got a nap in my future.
There you go. All right, Seth Hunt is playing Seymour in Little Shop of Horrors, and Cheryl Miller is the director. And do you just put your feet up from this point on or not? It's like the show's up and running, so.
I'm in hopes that we have such a brilliant cast. You know, I'm going to be back there tonight just slamming and clapping and yelling at people like mad. And from then on, it's all theirs. And it's going to be wonderful. And also, we're raffling off a small Audrey 2. So if anyone is interested in having that plant in their home, knowing the consequences, they can have.
Right.
We have a raffle for $1 a ticket, and we will announce that June the 5th.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you.